WCF complex type AJAX service sample application. And I just want to walk you through this because it's actually kind of cool. If you've never really done AJAX, and I know right now the jQuery is the big thing and a lot of people want to do jQuery. We're going to get to that. We have some jQuery stuff, but today I'm going to show you the older version of the ASP.NET AJAX support with WCF. So let's first look at the app and then we'll talk about how it's implemented. So here I have a case where I have a calculator. We got to have lots of these, right? So I enter a couple numbers and so then I can click perform calculation. And you notice that we didn't get a full page refresh. So we made a call from the JavaScript using WCF to a service, did the calculation and came back with the result. And so let's take a look at how you do this. Okay, so the first thing we have to do is I have a little web app here and I've got the service in here. Let me just show you what I did to add this. So if I add a new item, and you see here there's a template for AJAX-enabled WCF service. So let's just go ahead and add one of these. And you see what you get is a service, and it sets it up for ASP.NET compatibility being allowed. And then you have an operation contract here where you just put whatever it is you're going to do, right? And so now the template, by default, when you add this, it adds a whole bunch of stuff to your WCF configuration with a endpoint behavior and the address binding contract stuff of your service. Those things used to be required. They're not required in .NET 4. So in fact, I'm going to delete these. And let's just go back here and delete all this stuff out of here because we don't need this. Okay. What we have now in .NET 4 is just a way for some standard endpoints. So I've set up here a standard web script endpoint. And so now the other thing we have to do is we have to go into our markup here. If we don't have that behavior defined, we want to use the web script service host factory. And so this will cause WCF to create that service using this factory, which will set up the web script behavior and everything we need. So this is the easiest way to do it. That's my calculator service. So let's take a look at that. So I have this service called doMath, and it returns a type. It's a complex type called MathResult. So we wanted to show you, how do you do this? So MathResult is just a class. It just has some public members on it. We don't have to put data contract and data member and all that stuff on these anymore. Used to have to do that. Don't have to now. So in the old version of the sample, it had that stuff. Then we just simply do it, a typical WCF service. We have do our thing, return the result, and we're good to go. Now, the more interesting part of this work is actually done in the web page itself. So if we look at the web page, and I'm using a master page here in ASP.NET web app. So I have a little bit of script here. So I've got a table where I put in some fields, just plain old HTML controls. So there's num1 and num2 and a button. And then I say, okay, when you click the button, we're going to call it JavaScript function make call here. Down here, I have the ASP.NET script manager. Okay, and it has a service reference to calculator service. What this will cause it to do is it will emit some JavaScript so that we can call this. And that's really important. All right, so you have to have that in place. If we look up here at make call, we just see we go off and we get our elements by ID and we get those numbers, N1 and N2. And then if there's values in them, then we new up a proxy. So in this case, I just new up a calculator. And the old sample usually had a namespace, but in this case, I don't have a namespace because of this entry right there. So we don't need a namespace. And then I just say, okay, proxy do math, and then I parse the numbers. And I pass an on success and an on fail. Okay, so when I get an on success, what I do is I receive this math result, and then I just get the sum difference product quotient all in one call right out of there, and I store it into the IDs of the thing. All right, so that's it. It's pretty simple, really, and there's not a lot to it, but isn't that great? I mean, that's what you want. You want to do something simple. Many times you think, wow, wouldn't it be nice to have that real rapid turnaround on a call without a full page refresh? This is how you can do it pretty simply with WCF services and the AJAX-enabled support there. So for Endpoint TV, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.